So to sum up, these are they can garnish your wages for 10 years. And after 10 years, that's when basically there's a – what do you call it? I guess not a statute of limitations, but a basically that's the end game for you.
That's right.
And it ended up being going from 10 to 20.
Right.
And you've made minimum wage now for 20 years because of a decision that you have made. But because you were courageous and did the right thing, that money that the government essentially was trying to reward these abortion clinics, they never got that money.
That's right. They never got a penny of that money. Now, they got a little bit from a few other people, but from us, they didn't get any money. And there have actually been people, Christians, who have said, don't you think that's unethical to not pay people what you owe them? And I say, well, under other circumstances, yes, it would be unethical. Under these circumstances, when it's the child killing industry, in good conscience, I could not stand before the Lord having paid them this money.
Wow. Were you during that time basically silenced from talking about it as well?
No. I talked publicly and frequently. In fact, one of the first, see what happened was, when I was a pastor, I was writing on the side, but being a pastor is a really full-time job. So I was sometimes writing in the middle of the night. I couldn't get a lot of writing done. I'd written 3 or 4 books while I was still a pastor. Well, the first thing that happens is we start a ministry. We just called it Eternal Perspective Ministries. We had missions concerns, pro-life concerns. It was a platform for my speaking and writing. So now a large part of my job description became writing. I was no longer doing pastoral things. So it was a classic Genesis 50:20 thing with Joseph and his brothers. You intended it for evil, but God intended it for good. And ironically, in that passage, God intended it for good to save many lives. And in this case, one of the first books that I wrote under the auspices of this new ministry, which received all the royalties from my books, past and future. I divested myself of those completely. The ministry does in perpetuity and still does own those royalties. We could take them back. We've been given the option of taking them back, but it's, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, you know, in other words, God has provided, and now I can make a regular wage anyway. I certainly don't need those royalties, and that's part of the larger story. But the thing that was crazy about it to me was how God allowed me to write a book called Pro-Life Answers to Pro-Choice Arguments, which became sold a couple 100,000 copies, still selling copies. And for a pro-life book, that's a lot of copies, and was used as training for pro-life advocates, including high school students, college students, used in churches and pro-life groups to train people how to speak persuasively on the abortion issue. What to say, what not to say.
Hey, listen, I've used that book for years. I worked before coming to the Colson Center with Summit Ministries, and it was we sold a lot of copies of that book, and we referred to it over and over and over again because it did. It just gave people the ability to talk about it, and I know it had a lot to do with
But this all came out of, I mean, had the abortion clinic not sued me, or had they not won, had I not had to resign as a pastor, I would not have had the time to write that book, just very honestly.
Wow.
It took a lot of research. I mean, and I was free to do the research.